Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell with you once again. More information about who I am, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, at Jack Stockwell. Just like it sounds, jackstockwell.com, also at theforbiddendoctor.com. I am not the forbidden doctor, I've said on many of these programs with Doug. The forbidden doctor is that healing, rebuilding, restructuring, nurturing, loving intelligence deep inside your body that manages the growth of your body. It manages how your body continues to work constantly. Whether you're sick or healthy or need rebuilding or repair or healing, it's all being directed by what I refer to as the forbidden doctor. And why forbidden? Because the medical industry forbids you to know about this. The medical industry as a whole wants you to believe in drugs for anything and drugs for everything, which is kind of antithetical to the way we work in our clinic. A lot more information about our clinic at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So I try to hit what I consider to be prescient topics as we move through the year. And as we are coming close now to cold and flu season, there's going to be a lot of hype out there about getting your shots for this and your shots for that. When a good, strong, healthy body with a good, strong, healthy immune system doesn't need any shots whatsoever, as we have learned over the last 3 years, the healthiest people were those who were the least affected by this so-called pandemic that the world went through. And one of the things that has a great stunting effect upon your immune response, interestingly enough, is something, well, let me tell you a story. Imagine that you are a space alien and you are doing research on being familiar with the whole solar system, not just the Earth. You're doing a research report for your superiors on what is considered the most potent drugs in the entire solar system. And you've already submitted reports on cocaine and opium and alcohol and nicotine. But as you focus on the planet Earth, there's one more refined substance that just seems to dwarf all the rest. And there are very few places where this substance isn't imported and, I would say, included with almost everything the inhabitants of this planet Earth eat and drink. And it's the first thing they eat in the morning when they get up. It's the last thing they snack on before they go to bed at night. Whether it's a birthday or a wedding celebration or some kind of a reunion, whatever, it is right there in the centerpiece of those celebrations. Overweight people carry around these little plastic receptacles that have these various colorful, drinkable versions of this stuff that they suck through a straw just like they're mouth will suck air into the lungs. And although at some level they know it's really killing them, they can't stop it. So you write up this report and you show that not only is this a common ingredient in the diet of these of this species of humans, but the acreage of this planet and all the energy that's dedicated to growing, extracting, refining, exporting this drug rivals all of the criminal compounds, such as heroin and opium. It takes about, in one of the studies I read, it takes about 1,000 pounds of water to produce 1 pound of this crude drug from sugarcane. And the days of the heating and the refining that's necessary to produce the very fine little granules of the saleable product is just so time-consuming, you wonder why they even fool with it. And so as you study the history of this planet, you find that this product has been so highly prized that at one time, and in maybe some places still on this planet, it's used as currency for trade. And when you ask, well, what's its flavor? Oh, it's sweet. And in fact, it is so sweet and it's so prevalent, it actually ends up in the presence of lyrics of popular music more than any other drug. And the subject of your report, of course, as you turn it into your planetary superiors, is sugar. And sugar, as many experts have told us, is the ultimate gateway drug. We now have research that shows that exposure to sugar very early in life, even before we can walk, has very lasting effects on the brain that can make us more prone to developing chemical dependencies later on in life. And when these researchers gave young rats a steady supply of chocolate Ensure, and some of you might be using the canned so-called nutritional supplement called Ensure, when they gave these rats a steady supply of chocolate Ensure, they found that the daily consumption altered the enkephalin gene expression. Now, enkephalins, I'm going to tell you about that. If you're just tuning in to the Good Day Health Show this morning, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm talking about sugar, obviously, because as we're moving in toward the cold and flu season, sugar is not your friend. Sugar is never your friend. Oh, occasional piece of cake or a pie or a cookie. And by occasional, I mean like maybe once a month. Isn't going to be that detrimental. I'm talking about people who can't go 24 hours without dosages of sugar. And the inhibitory effect of sugar upon your immune system is one of the reasons why we have cold and flu season. There's two particular reasons. Number one, the sun is lower in the sky, so you produce less vitamin D. Without vitamin D, your body cannot absorb calcium. Without calcium, it's like going to war without bullets. Calcium is kind of the bullets of your immune system because it empowers the white blood cells to do their job fighting pathogens. So when they did this study on rats with chocolate Ensure, they found out that it altered the enkephalin gene expression. Enkephalins, like endorphins, are hormones that mitigate pain, and they help you to deal with stress, and they help you to deal with the upsetting things that are thrown at these curveballs that are thrown at you all day long from work or home or family or teenagers or whatever else. And when they did the study on these rats, they found out the rats' ability to handle stress. And the study wasn't completely clear how they stressed the rats, but nonetheless they did. Their ability to handle stress was greatly decreased in the presence of this sugar. So in other words, the study rats were programmed to consume these kinds of foods that stimulate their opiate receptors. And sugar acts as a very powerful instructor in the system that tells your children's genes to construct a brain that just happens to have a built-in hankering for drugs. Now, a lot of people are surprised to find out they have opiate receptors in their brain. Just as people are surprised to find out they have THC, the problematic part of marijuana, you have THC receptors in your brain. Cannabidiol receptors throughout the entire body. What are they doing there? How can you have opiate receptors in your brain? How can you have THC receptors in your brain if these things are bad for us? Well, it's interesting how the brain deals with, and a little aside here, you are your brain. You aren't your heart. You're not your stomach. You're not your kidneys. You're not your gonads, although some guys act that way. You're not your lungs. You're not your eyeballs. You are your brain. Who and what you are, your loves, your hates, your desires, your happiness, your joy, is centered in the brain. All the rest of the body is kind of a locomotive device to help you to get around, to find the food, to feed the brain. We can replace organs. We can replace the liver. We can replace the heart. We can they're even doing pancreatic stuff now. Kidneys, donor kidneys, bone marrow, all kinds of stuff is being developed to a point today in modern medicine. It's just truly miraculous how in some cases life can be saved and sustained for decades by somebody else's organs. But we cannot replace the brain, and we can't really replace the nervous system. Oh, there's some nerve transplants thing that are taking place, but not in the brain, because that's where you are. That's where you reside. And just little tiny changes to the brain not just can change your personality, but can change you into a totally different person. Now, part of the defensive mechanism of your central nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, will create chemical substances in moments of stress, in moments of anger, in moments of loss, of sorrow, that almost instantly will go to areas of the brain that are the pleasure centers of the brain. And your body will actually produce opium-based chemicals or cannabidiol type of chemicals that go to the satisfactory, the pleasure, the satiety areas of the brain to comfort you in moments of loss or distress or worry. And interestingly enough, sugar is the drug that supplies these areas of the brain with the greatest levels of satisfaction. And I'm going to talk about that. We're going to go to a break. As soon as we're back from the break, I'm going to go into that a little bit further as to how the botany of all this kind of stuff, the botany, the biology of how this stuff works. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will be right back after the break.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too long, but in the meantime, I want to continue with this idea of sugar and its effect on the brain. If you're just tuning in, I am located in Salt Lake City, but immediately at your touch, you can find me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. So, picking up where I left off, sugar, especially when you give it to a child whose brain is still in development. One of the most fascinating classes that I had in school at Palmer College, studying for the profession that I practice as a NUCCA doctor, N-U-C-C-A, was brain, the brain anatomy, brain physiology, neurophysiology, neuroanatomy. I was just so fascinated with the brain. And the instructor who taught the class, Mr. Llewellyn, every year would win Professor of the Year. They finally had to stop the award because it was embarrassing, because he always won it, because of his ability to relate to the students and to give us all these stories. When he would talk about different parts of the brain and how it would function, he would have real-life stories to tell us to lock these things into our understanding. And when he would occasionally get onto the subject of sugar, and he would talk about how a child's brain, it doesn't matter male or female, takes about until they're about 6 years old before that brain is fully wired to the rest of the body, which is why kids can be a little awkward and a little strange in their running or behavior or coordination or anything else till they're about 6 years old. By the time they're eight, it's just not just is the body integrated with all the muscles, but most of the areas of the brain are pretty well connected with the other areas of the brain. So that by the time they're eight, they're responsible for their own actions. But what was interesting was that as a child is born and as they begin to mature, and the thing that makes babies so wobbly and so shaky and so appearing to be terribly uncoordinated is the myelin sheath that runs across the nerves that allows positional and muscle control nerves to fire so quickly. And while these nerves are still firing slowly, that's why they're so wobbly and have a hard time, but as they begin to mature month after month after month, you know, and then they begin to sit up, and then they begin to crawl, And then they begin to reach for things as they try to stand, and then eventually they're walking. The myelin is developing more and more all along the way to allow them to have a coordinated body so that by the time they're, you know, 12 months, 14 months, they're up walking around. And I never gave it a whole lot of thought when I was first introduced to these ideas of neuroanatomy and neurophysiology about this development in a baby. I mean, babies are babies. Of course, they fall down. They're uncoordinated. But as you watch them, as parent, as mama does, dad doesn't seem to be as aware of this as mama is, but mama misses nothing. And as these babies begin to develop stronger and stronger, there's this sense of pride that begins to grow. But while all this development is going on, their diet is absolutely essential to the coordination of the brain to the rest of the body and the development of the areas of the brain that are going to talk to each other. The intuitive areas of the brain, the memory parts of the brain, the language parts, the verbal parts, the optical parts, the hearing parts, all of these things have to be integrated with one another. And I want to talk about the effect of sugar in a child very early in life on the development of these areas of the brain. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one, and if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's confirmed President Biden is staying in touch with UAW negotiators as the labor union threatens a strike against the big three automakers in Detroit.
A lot of the pundits and talking heads want to talk about, you know, the if we struck all three, it would cost the economy $5 billion a week. And let me assure you, I'm glad that someone recognizes the value that is created by the work that our members do.
UAW President Sean Fain speaking to CNBC Tuesday. One top executive for GM said they remain committed to avoiding a strike. They say any such work stoppage would hamstring the momentum of car manufacturing in America, a deadline set for late September. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation with the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. He noted over the weekend his administration's been in touch with local leaders as extreme flooding had left tens of thousands of people stranded there. Attendees were first told Friday to shelter in place and conserve food and water. At least one person is reported dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. Before the program's over, I want to suggest a couple of supplements that will definitely help to assuage the addiction to sugar. And they're whole food supplements, and I'll tell you where you can get them. Now, we found out, and I learned this from my neuroanatomy teacher, that if a child is given a dose of heroin, the chemical would trigger this flurry of activity inside the pleasure centers of the brain. Now, I've never tried heroin. I have no intention of ever trying it. But apparently, the very first shot of heroin these unfortunates will use is never duplicated, from what I've learned in research and study on the subject, ever duplicated again with future doses. Apparently, it is something that is beyond description and can only be understood by experience it. I highly discourage such an experiment. But the flood of neurotransmitters that go to the pleasure centers of the brain when using these kinds of drugs is the thing that brings the addiction to it, because you're looking to have that repeated, that experience. Well, we know that sugar, especially for a child, Not, and of course, it's the same thing as we grow older, because we can never give up our addiction to sugar. Whether it's in some kind of fruit juice, or if for a child, in pureed pears or some infant formula, results in the very same kinds of responses via the release of these endogenous opiates that are triggered by sweet taste. Now, there's a word exogenous and there's a word endogenous. Exogenous means from the outside in. Something that has an exogenous effect on you is something that came from outside the body into the body. Endogenous means from the inside of the body. And so your body, literally, in the presence of sugar, will make these opiate forms of chemicals that go to the pleasure center of the brain. And if you regularly give kids, you know, sugar-rich commercial juices, or the breakfast cereals in almost any form, or some cookies or candy every day, you're inadvertently playing the role of enabler. Just like kids that get together and share a needle, or kids that get together and share some kind of recreational drug. One or two of them is the enabler for the rest of them. Parents are enablers for kids having the opiate centers of the brain rewarded by sugar. Just because you love them, you want to give them what, you know, what they want, you want to make them happy, but there's other ways to do that. And though sugar doesn't actually contain opiates, like heroin does, it affects us in much the same way, because it makes us release our own endogenous opiates. And again, why would the brain do that? The brain does this to protect itself, to reward itself. Most of your brain's activities is completely subconscious. You're not even aware of what's going on. You know, you wake up in the morning, you got to go to the bathroom, you're going to go get your cup of coffee or breakfast, or you got to go get your shower or bath or whatever else to get ready to go to work, or to take care of the children, or to do your job, whatever. Without ever thinking about it, you just automatically do all these kinds of things. Well, below that, on a subconscious level, the brain is doing a lot of other things. And the number one thing it's doing is taking care of itself with what it has. And when we feed it certain kinds of chemicals, like what we find in sugar, it is going to reward itself to no end. Now, what do I mean by sugar? It comes in a lot of different names. Evaporated cane juice, corn syrup, corn sweeteners. This is what you'll read on the labels. High fructose corn syrup, crystalline fructose, fructose, sucrose, malt syrup, malt sugar, barley malt syrup, barley malt extract, maltose, maltodextrin, dextrose, maple syrup, brown rice syrup, beet juice, turbinado sugar, and of course you'll see coconut sugar and other kinds of things that actually may say cane or sugar, cane sugar. Interestingly enough, you can chew on a stalk of sugar cane that'll have very little effect on you, because the sugar isn't all that concentrated, but that sugar cane is loaded with vitamins and minerals. But when you take that sugar cane and you smash it and you chew it up to get the sugary sap juice out of it, and then you process that into greater and greater levels of processing till you end up with this little white powder that will sit in a little jar on some tables where we spray it over our sugars, or I mean our cereals, or we mix it in whatever kind of foods we're making to sweeten it up. It's no longer full of vitamins and minerals. It's nothing but sugar itself, pure glucose, I'm trying to think of the proper name for that sugar. Sucrose, galactose, you end up with, doesn't matter. The bottom line is it's sugar. And when it hits the bloodstream, you get the big insulin high, but also the sugar creates these endogenous opiates inside the brain that goes to the brain's pleasure center. And when the brain's pleasure center is activated by these chemicals, nothing else matters. Emotionally, things calm down. The stress levels start to dissipate because the pleasure centers of the brain are overriding the worry centers, the stress centers, the concern centers. And all the while, the negative effects of the sugar begin to build up inside the body. Now, I have patients who learn this stuff on their own. Some I have to teach. Some I send to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have podcasts on the subject at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But a lot of them begin to realize it and learn it on their themselves. Headaches will disappear. Joint pains begin to disappear. Skin problems begin to disappear. Memory problems begin to disappear as they start to get rid of the sugar. But there's still a little bit of a hankering in there, a little bit of a desire that they have to overcome. I have two supplements I want to recommend that I recommend to my patients all the time. I tell them, you can either start drinking a pint to 2 pints of homemade broth a day, which is terribly impractical for a lot of people, or you can chew up a product that's called CalciFood. It's made by Standard Process. You can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to shop. You can order it online. CalciFood wafers. This is essentially the essence of broth, bone broth, in a pill. Everything that goes into making bone broth is put into huge ball mills, the kind of ball mills they have in mining operations to crush up ore. All of this material is put into these ball mills, and it's ground up with wheat germ and a few other things to give it a solid nature, and then it's dried out and stamped into a pill. Anytime I start to get some real craving for sugar, and at 72, I'm not over my sugar cravings by any means, I'll chew up one or two of these, and the sugar desire begins to leave me. There's another one called Gymnema. Gym, just like you're going to the gym, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. It's an herb that suppresses the desire for sugar. I tell some of my most sugar-addicted patients, carry two or three of these pills in your pocket. And when you start getting that craving, someone's brought donuts into the office or a cake or something else, and you know better than to take even a bite because it will just elicit greater sugar desire in your body, you just swallow one of these pills. And it seems to alleviate the desire to have more sugar in the system. Now, I don't have enough time in today's program, and maybe I can, in the next one, get into the relationship between sugar and Alzheimer's. Because the sugar industry is desperately trying to fight the research that is coming out to show that there is a definite relationship between excessive sugar intake and the presence of certain kinds of dementia and brain degeneration, especially associated with the beta amyloid plaque problems in the brain associated with Alzheimer's. But I won't have time to get into that program now. But these two products, CalciFood, which is essentially broth in a pill, and it's just like it sounds, spelled just like it sounds, C-A-L-C-I, CalciFood, because it's calcium-based, and Gymnema, G-Y-M, N-E-M-A, both available at ForbiddenDoctor.com under shop. And I'm telling you, when you start taking these things, now the wafers are rather big. You don't swallow these things. You chew them up. You can chew them by themselves, or you can chew them with a meal or whatever else. They're kind of bland tasting. Some people don't like the taste of it at all, and some people don't even notice it. To me, it's just there's a little sweetness to it. But it didn't come from sugar. It's part of the bone content that's in these products. But these things aren't just to help alleviate the desire for sugar. They rebuild joints. They rebuild ligaments. They rebuild muscles. They rebuild discs. They rebuild cartilage, because that's where the raw material comes from to produce this product. Now, you're not going to get away from sugar. And I'm not going to tell you you can't have sugar. I mean, it'd be crazy to do something like that. I might as well tell you you can't breathe air anymore. But if you can start cutting back, because it has a very deleterious effect, especially upon the immune system, there's something that's called the phagocytic test, P-H-A, phago, C-Y-T-I-C, phagocytic test, that can test the strength and power of your immune system. And interest, and I've talked about this on the Good Day Health show before, but what they'll do is they'll give you a sample of, they'll take a sample of your blood and they look at it under a microscope and they introduce bacterial elements into that blood. And they're, while they're watching in real time, how fast your immune system responds to the presence of that germ or germs. Then they have you drink like 100 cc's of pure glucose, pure sugar solution. And they wait about a half an hour to 45 minutes. They take another sample of blood and they introduce the same amount of blood. Then they introduce the same bacteria and they watch your immune system. And all of a sudden, it's a little bit sluggish. It doesn't respond as fast as it did the first time. And then they'll do another 100 cc's about an hour later, take another sample of blood, watch how your immune system responds to it. And after, when you get up to about 300 cc's of glucose, your immune system just sits there. The bacteria starts to multiply, but your immune system sits there and does nothing. I think this is one of the major reasons why we have cold and flu season, because of all the holiday celebrations that starts with Halloween, then into Thanksgiving, then into Christmas, and then into Valentine's Day, and all the sugar we get during that period of time, we are much more prone to sickness and illness as a result. As I said, I have podcasts on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of podcasts, as there are podcasts at GoodDayHealthShow.com, where Dr. Ken and myself discuss an awful lot of subjects that are available for you to listen to. Doug's going to be joining me here in a few minutes as we probably move on to another subject. But I just want you to remember Calcifood and Gymnema at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm going to join Doug here in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
After the hour, time for Good Day Health, continuing with our focus on Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two very formidable websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Yep, he is the Forbidden Doctor. And then there's JackStockwell.com. He's a NUCCA chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner. So the NUCCA stuff, you can proceed to figure that out at JackStockwell.com. And then the GAPS stuff is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get the Lee enzymes and that sort of thing. So every week we get together as part of his hour-long Good Day Health show, and he's brought to us by the secret to success in weight loss, Calitrin, which we'll talk about a little bit as we go through this portion of the program. There's a question that came from a listener that I thought I would ask you before we go into walking and stuff. The temperature of an air conditioner. What's the ideal room temperature? I suppose we could say this. I was in a hotel on Saturday night, and I always fiddle and fuss with the air conditioning because it never really works right. I always feel it's either too cold or too hot. But I guess I thought I would ask you, expert on all things regarding health, what's the right temperature to stay cool and be healthy? You got a thought on that?
Yeah, whatever. What I like personally is the temperature that a light cover over me when I'm sleeping, like a sheet. Yeah. If I need more than a sheet, it's too cold. And if a sheet is too warm, then it's too warm. But when you go to hotels and places like this, all too often the thermostat is too near the air exhaust.
Yeah.
So one little corner is going to be cold and the rest of it is going to be too warm.
Yeah.
So you know, that one thing to watch out for. But again, it's whatever's comfortable. For me personally, I just like a light sheet over me when I sleep. That's the perfect temperature for me. A blanket is too, it's just too cold.
I have a sheet and this little flannel sheet that I put on top of it. That is what I consider to be the comfort zone.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, right. Probably. All these damn, every time you go to a hotel, a lot of people are doing it at home, they have these duvets, these heavy, heavy things. They're not good for you. They cause sweat, and in the sweat are germs and mites and molds and whatever else crawling around your nose and your ears and your mouth while you're asleep. Yeah. How's that for a picture?
Parking lot and sleep in your car.
Right. All right. There's a new study that suggests that walking, this is duh, can help your heart. But, as always with Jack, there's always a but. So what's the but?
Well, it's in the journal Circulation. It's probably the most popular peer-reviewed peer-reviewed cardiac magazine from the American Heart Association is suggesting that a simple daily 20-minute walk will take the place of vigorous physical activity. I mean, there's things out there that say you need 150 to 300 minutes. I mean, 300 minutes is 5 hours of moderate intensive physical activity. Well, this study that was just recently published said, no. And I don't mean just a tiny little stroll. I mean a walk that where you don't lose your breath. If you lose your breath when you're walking, you're walking too fast.
Really?
But you want to walk fast enough that you can that you're going to get some exercise. But
I thought that was called conditioning. No, I thought that was conditioning. That was called when you push yourself, whether it's in the gym or whether you're walking, whatever it is. What is it? No pain, no gain?
That's not true. That's an absolute false thing. And what the study is showing in the people that they studied, especially, it came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. And what they found is that just a 20-minute walk to the daily routine was just as effective for working with body weight, for blood pressure, for blood sugar levels, as very heavy, vigorous workout. And a lot of people simply won't do it because they don't want the heavy, vigorous workout. So what I do is my office is on the sixth floor of the office building where my clinic is. I walk up five flights from the first floor up to the sixth floor. When I get up there, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath, but I get my breath back pretty quick.
Yeah.
And my brain is energized, my muscles are energized.
Conditioning.
And I shoot through the morning. Yes.
Conditioning. Yeah. Yep. Also, a good way to you were going to finish the sentence.
Well, we just want to improve the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The three major ones, body weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and just 20-minute walk a day, not a stroll, a good, crisp walk. Is just as effective as very heavy, vigorous workout.
On to Ken. All right, so a good way to lose weight, too. Collagen, protein, the enzymes, digestive enzymes, very similar to Lee enzymes and aloe vera. Main ingredients of Calitrin, so it helps you lose the weight. Check it all out at toploss.com, if you please. Jack Stockwell, here on the Good Day Health Program, with his words of wisdom. And they are words of wisdom. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.